The River Murray debate intensified yesterday when consultations were taken to Adelaide. South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill was just one of the many who turned up for the Murray-Darling Basin Authority's public meeting. Lisa Burns reports.
Back in 1969, we capped what we took from this river. The upstream states merrily went on over-allocating the resources of this river, and now they don't want to give it back. They don't want to put the water back into this river, which is necessary for its health. Now, you can understand that. It's not in their interests. But South Australia is standing up for its interests, and we're standing up for the health of this great river. And it's a national river, and South Australia's interests coincide with the national interest.
South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill speaking at yesterday's Murray-Darling Basin Authority community consultation in Adelaide. While the authority looks set on a figure of 2,750 gigalitres to be returned to the river, South Australia is insisting 4,000 gigalitres is the minimum it needs if, as a state, it's to get its fair share. Jay Weatherill hasn't ruled out a legal challenge in the High Court. PhD candidate Adam Webster says it's not the first time South Australia has turned to the Constitution on the issue of water.
Well, one of the arguments that was run just after Federation and the South Australian government sought an opinion on it was, do the states have similar rights to individuals along the river? Now, at English common law, there was a doctrine called the English Riparian Rights Doctrine, and that meant that users upstream couldn't take an unreasonable amount of water from the river to leave the lower users high and dry. So the arguments put around the time of Federation was that the states, or the colonies prior to Federation, had the same sort of rights as the riparian users along the river.
What overseas precedents could the MDBA and the Commonwealth look to?
Within the United States, there is an equitable apportionment doctrine. That is that each state has a right to an equal amount of water. Now, no one's challenged in Australia as to what rights the states have. So one of the things might be is that if this does go to the High Court, the court looks at what's been done in somewhere like the United States. The answers that have been found in the United States are very much contingent on the US Constitution. So we'd have to look at whether there are sufficient similarities that we could draw upon the United States doctrine.
Now, this has obviously been a very long and drawn-out issue. What do you see for the future?
Well, let's hope that everyone agrees and we're able to get a sustainable long-term plan. Is that likely? Well, history suggests not. I mean, this is an issue that has been bubbling along, and every so often someone is unhappy and threatens to challenge. But agreement's always been reached. So hopefully, whilst everyone is saying they won't rule out a High Court challenge, let's hope that everyone's able to agree the matter and find a long-term sustainable solution.
Adam Webster. At yesterday's meeting, Minister Burke said that it really wasn't possible to send 4,000 gigalitres down the river. He cited constraints like flooding and evaporation and wastage at the Murray mouth. The Conservation Council's Tim Kelly says such constraints shouldn't be a reason for restricting environmental flows.
The challenge is to how can we best deal with those situations? How can we best deal with the bridges that might get in the way, the operational plans of how dams are managed and how water is released? How can we deal with these constraints, whether they're operational or physical constraints, in a way that enables us to get on with the job to deliver a healthy working basin?
Would you support Jay Weatherill in a High Court challenge?
Well, what we would do is not support a plan that doesn't achieve the objectives of the Act. So, yes, if it came to that, and I certainly hope it doesn't, I certainly hope that the authority is listening, that Minister Burke is listening, and that improvements are made in this plan, and that we get the modelling of 4,000 gigalitres, and we seek to do our absolute best to achieve the objectives of the Act and return the river to a healthy working river. I think that's the aim. Of course, if at the end of the day a bad plan is produced, we would not support that, and we would support whatever action the Premier chose to take to try and ensure that the river is returned to its health.